This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. This episode was recorded before the SAG-AFTRA strike began on July 13th. Hollywood Handbook stands in solidarity with the WGA, SAG-AFTRA, and all the workers taking action.
I like to listen to it.
So Adam's listening to the theme. We, of course, have Adam Devine here, and he's, it's no secret that he's passionate about music. Yeah. I mean, we are dealing with Bumper. And is
one of the most
Bumper is in
characters.
Burbank now, is that correct?
What's up?
Where's Bumper?
Is Bumper currently in Burbank?
No, Bumper's going to different places.
Yeah, Bumper, Bumper's, he was in Berlin.
He was in Berlin. Yeah. I knew it was Burr something.
Yeah, it was Burr something. Yeah.
Bumper in Burbank.
Yeah. That might be the second season. We are talking about what we're doing the second season. And he might go to Burbank.
Okay.
Or Belgium or Baltimore. Anything with
the
B.
Okay, it has a B.
Anything with the B. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, we had some ideas about what to talk about on the show. We could think of, we could just think of things with B. Bumper in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is a real place.
But that's writing. I just want to say that's writing.
Thank you. That's what writing is. Yes.
And we're not really doing that right now.
Oh, we're not. I figured this is the Hollywood Handbook.
We're actually pencils down right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, so I support.
Pencils down means pencils down.
I support mm-hmm. everything Hollywood's that the Guild is doing.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm obviously in solidarity right now. And just because I have like a couple little criticisms, I don't want that to be like, oh, you're like against the guild or whatever.
No.
And they said
like,
pencils down. They didn't say laptops down.
Okay. So that's another no. So it's like no one, I guess barely use
let me know
anymore.
All the things I have to put down or
okay,
else I'm
so
going to not put
I'm
everything
holding
down.
A laptop. I'm typing and it's like, we said pencils down. It's like, I know that.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a pencil? Nimrod?
Yeah.
Right? I'm saying this to David Goodman.
Not in front of Sean. Don't be a Nimrod.
Please. I have such Nimrod radar.
Yeah.
Like I can always feel it when someone's being a Nimrod.
Yeah, I know that about you.
Also, pencils down, okay, but now we're writing on these signs. So like what is it? Like the signs.
Yeah, well,
markers up?
You're like making me
so
do
markers
it.
Up?
It doesn't say markers down. The signs are also way too small.
The signs should all be blank and the signs should be enormous.
They need to be a lot bigger. My eyes are, I guess, not what they used to be. Like I need like with
you're a little
the size.
Older.
And do we think that since the actors seem like they're gonna go on strike, are they gonna be able to use pencils and pens?
Are you breaking news? Are you breaking news right now?
Oh, I got a little inside scoop.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I got a little
this
inside
is
scoop.
News breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Adam has the inside scoop.
Yeah, that it is possible that the actors
the
do
actors
go on strike.
Could possibly go on strike.
So little,
by the time you're hearing
Hollywood
this,
minute.
They will probably either They're, have gone or not.
Or not.
Gone on.
Yeah.
But you will know that Adam told us first they might.
That's really good. That's really reassuring to hear. So because the signs are too small, I need to do huge letters. So I can only fit 6 characters at a time on a sign when I'm doing the signs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like and Donald, so, Mickey, Daffy.
All the main characters. Donald,
Wolverine,
Daffy, and Mickey.
Raphael,
Daisy,
the
Friends. Scrooge,
McDuck. Those are the friends from Fred.
Yeah.
Donald, Mickey, Daffy, Wolverine, and Raphael.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crew.
I mean, like 6.
I'm kind of the Raphael of my friend group.
I knew that about you, dude. Yeah. You're cool, but rude.
I know.
For sure.
So on my most recent sign, I wrote SAG bag to just be like SAG, like time to like go secure the bag, like time to go get a deal. But I was informed that had actually set back their negotiations a lot.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Fran couldn't climb out of that hole.
Fran called. and was like super respectful, super nice, but she asked me not to write SAG bag on my sign anymore because it had they had lost some leverage.
That makes a lot of sense.
And Fran, like,
she was kicking it with Kim K.
Yes, she was.
And in France, I think.
And we're acting like that wasn't strategic.
Dude.
Okay.
Fran knows what she's doing, okay?
Yeah.
So she's, the nanny has it all yes, planned out.
It's dude. A signal, okay? She is letting them know, like, I have clout. I have yeah. access to people with a big microphone. Yes.
So basically we're saying that Fran is Q.
Fran's cute.
I mean, like, I'll go beyond that, basically. Like, this is, I think, pretty much proven at this point.
Is that what we're saying? Fran's cute.
Yes.
She's giving signals.
Yes.
Are they coming true? Yet to be seen.
Yes.
Because, like I just broke, they possibly might, it could
they,
go on strike.
They might
strike.
Possibly yes. go on strike, and that's from Fran to Adam.
Yes.
And
yes.
And think about the film Jack.
Always. When don't I?
When Fran is... sort of indirectly, in my memory, seducing the 10-year-old boy, Jack, who has an adult body.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's sending little signals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's letting him know uh-huh. what could happen.
Yeah.
True.
And that is what she's doing right now to the MPPP.
And just to underscore, like, if we didn't have SAG, if SAG didn't exist for the movie Jack, they would have had to find a real guy who that was happening to.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And
that would have been hard to do. There's
that would have been really hard, and we might not have ever
we'd
seen
it. We'd be very
movie.
Sick.
I wouldn't probably yes. wouldn't have seen it, because you know mm-hmm. why I saw it? Robin Williams.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And if it was just an what appeared to be an old man, but really he was 10,
we brought in
I might that might have grossed me out.
Yes.
I may not have bought a ticket.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to film this little kid. He's going to die.
Yeah, it's going to be really yeah. sad.
But he looks old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
That's why we need SAG.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I don't want you to use up all your thank yous yet.
Yeah.
I don't
we
want
actually
you to,
need to
just
save
like burn them. Off thank yous.
How many do I get?
What are we at now? We try yeah. to make sure that in a given episode, we don't have people...
thanking too many people.
Because it starts to be meaningless,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Okay. I
like,
take it back.
This is why people talk about, it's you know, your, you say I'm cool, but rude.
Yeah.
And sometimes my rudeness is just me being very careful
yeah,
with how sure. often I say things like, please,
for sure.
thank
and I
you.
Wanna say,
I'm sorry. I was wrong.
I want to say thank you
yes.
for letting me know that.
Don't.
But I won't.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Just say that you want. Say that you
I'm
want
gonna,
to.
It's going
to
be a lot
I wish
of
things
I would like to say.
Yes.
What I'll say is, I wish yes. I could thank you. I wish I could apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could see where I was wrong.
I want to thank you, and I'm used to getting what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
this time, I'm not gonna what I want. I'm not gonna do
not
that.
Say what
yeah.
you want.
Yeah.
But discipline's a muscle.
Yeah,
discipline's a muscle, and we're a fitness podcast.
Yes, mm-hmm.
you know
more and more.
We're about getting ripped and working that discipline muscle.
Well, that's part of the Hollywood
fucking things
handbook.
Popping out,
it is.
You know,
it really
popping
is.
Out like
yes.
damn cum guts
yes,
or whatever.
God
yeah,
damn my yeah. eyes.
Are you all right?
Shit, dude.
You all right, dude?
This dude just explosed on me.
You okay? You okay at home?
It's like a gust
and
of
don't
wind
say
in
it,
my eyes.
Don't
dude.
Say the T Y.
Do not. Do
took
not
me way
say
long
the
to
TY
put,
word.
It took me way too long.
Please,
it,
please.
When he flexed,
we're all,
it was like.
It's early.
Yeah.
We should know we are recording at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
There's
this
a gust
early.
Of wind
give us,
from his flex, here. Like when you're at the eye doctor and you put mm-hmm. your eye up
no,
to
it's
that
a goddamn glaucoma
oops.
Test.
Yes.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Scary.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's,
part
surprise.
Of, it's part of the handbook.
It's a jump scare.
This week on the Patreon, Sean talks to writer Jen D'Angelo about the movie State in Maine on his new podcast, Subtitles On. The boys write the HeadGum Out of Office email on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Adam at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We want to talk about the work.
Oh my God, we need to get into the work.
We want to talk You're about the pushing craft.
It. The guy's in the number one movie in the world.
Yes.
As of right now, we've probably fallen out to the Peppa Pig movie that's on the down the pipeline. That one's coming out in a few weeks, probably knock us off our throne, but
not go toe-to-toe with that.
And I don't want to, but here it comes.
Individual.
So we are number one, Outlaws.
The Outlaws, with the hyphen.
Yeah, with a hyphen. Yeah.
Talk about that conversation.
Well, it's the in-laws,
right?
But they're the outlaws. So,
okay. You know,
We're not talking writing right now because it is pencils and markers and laptops down.
So. Uh-huh. That's right.
So I don't want to get.
Well, you did that. Like, you already went in.
This
there.
Already yeah. happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can explain it to me because I almost get it.
Yep.
You said it's the in-laws.
Mm-hmm. They are my in-laws, future in-laws, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan, Ellen Arkin. No, so I'm close.
Okay.
But then, why in the movie called The In-Laws?
Why isn't it called The In-Laws?
Why is it called The In-Laws?
Well, it's called The Outlaws. Yeah, were you asking why it isn't called The In-Laws?
Why is a movie
called The In-Laws now called The Outlaws?
Yeah.
Fair.
Why did we start calling it The Outlaws?
Okay, well, did you see the trailer?
So I have this cue, and it is right near the top because I am a trailer junkie.
Sure.
I love this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I am so excited for the trailer.
Yeah, well, it's been out for a few weeks now, so you probably could have.
Perfect. And so that's probably why it's inching right up to the top of that
for sure.
cue. The Peppa Pig trailer I have been, double dipping on a little bit. That one I could.
Yeah, I get that.
Get all of it Back in for, one yeah. viewing.
Another scoop.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, essentially they are.
Muddy puddles.
They're bank robbers. So, and then they meet me.
Brosnan. Barkin.
So why is it.
Banks.
Why is it called the bank robbers?
Because I want to say that's a worse title, but now that you pitch it, it sounds
Shouldn't
good.
Shouldn't be called that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is.
Yeah. I want to say thank you for giving me that, but I won't.
No. Okay, please don't.
Because we already have the poster.
And you always
What if their last
movie
name...
Movie is already out.
Their last name or your last name is Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like that's called, a little on the nose.
Then it could be called the Banks Robbers.
Banks.
The Banks Robbers In-Laws.
In-Laws Edition.
Oh, welcome to the In-Laws.
Yeah. And that's food for thought, you know? Yeah, if we do a sequel, I feel like
obviously
maybe
it's pencils down.
It's pencils down now, so I can't do anything other than consult with AI.
What do we think the sequel was? Yeah.
That's the only thing you could do
to, yeah, it's weird that you have to do that. Aren't we trying to stop?
Well, technically, there's no pencils involved. You just sort of whisper into the AI machine.
Honestly, we should be encouraging using pencils instead of
It's like, if anything, pick up your pencils.
Consulting with AI.
Because everyone's consulting with AI now.
Yeah.
Well, this phone's always listening, man.
Yeah.
You know, we do these episodes, and it's like, I'm going to open up my phone after this, and I'm going to have what? A bank on there, right?
Yep.
I'm going to have a text from my in-laws.
Yep.
I find myself, so I open up my Instagram,
and
I'm looking at the algorithm, and I was just thinking about hot babes.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened?
It was showing me these babes.
What?
Yeah.
And I was, like immediately.
I was just thinking about that, and I had just said out loud,
Hazel was eating a salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know what I like? Hot babes. Picked up the phone, and then that's what happened.
And my phone is full of these babes.
Hazel will say to me, excuse me, I need to go masturbate.
Yeah. Most polite.
Before he even is out of the room, he opens his phone.
Yeah.
And I can see the imagery are things that he finds sexually appealing.
Yes. Yes.
And I think, Is this hot babes?
Yeah, in this case, too, it was hot babes.
Yes, the hot babes are in there.
Because a lot of things can turn a man on sexually.
Oh, my God. And I didn't think we were going to get into this.
It's my weakness. Babes are my weakness.
Babes are your weakness.
My one weakness.
That's one of my weaknesses, too.
I have one thing. I'm kind of unusual this way. There's this one particular thing that appeals to me.
What's that?
Hot babes. Something of
an Achilles heel. Then,
So I've shared some stuff with him that I'll share with you too.
Okay.
Some pictures.
Bunch of pictures of,
of babes.
Of babes?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, dude.
I have getting me
kind of riled up in the studio.
Guys, we have a whole episode to record.
Slow it down.
I'm
thinking hot babes all of a sudden. I might not be able to get through the interview.
And I'm married. Yeah. But, like, it was a conversation.
Hey, honey. I think you're a hot babe. But
I didn't
put
mine on.
In 2023, I think.
I didn't put mine on.
Yeah. You walked out of the house, you go, it was in little...
I walked down and I said, just in case hot babes come up on the show.
Uh-huh. Keep this one.
We talked about like kink shaming and like I think in 2023 it's like okay to be out there publicly and saying like,
Shame me for liking hot babes.
Yes. For
And also my version of hot might be different than other men's version of hot, but I like
well
endowed, really nice, plump looking, juicy in the right ways.
So that's interesting.
Hot babes. And that's just kind of my thing. And I know that might be off base for a lot of men, but.
No, but you have this particular.
Yeah.
And who knows why, what, you know, we're not going to do some psychoanalysis.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
This has become like your kind of fetish.
Yeah.
But you like thick, fit, beautiful women.
Yeah. And I'd swimwear.
Say that's, you spot
have,
on.
You have like a swimwear thing. I know.
I do like some swimwear.
Yes.
In the right ways.
I was hoping we wouldn't get into this, but it's actually.
You've been hoping we're not going to get into
work,
a lot of stuff.
Because we did want to talk about the work.
I do.
Today.
I'd like to get into the work that you're doing.
Because you're on the circuit.
This,
you're doing it right now.
I'm currently on the circuit,
The Banks Robbers movie has been.
Yes.
You know,
the Outlaws. Yeah. It's ripping. It's on Netflix right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Outlaws. Even better. You know,
even better title.
I don't.
It should be called that. I mean, I don't want to get back into this, but like, because you know, you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Where have you been going? Like, what have you hit?
Well, The Righteous Gemstones is out right now. Is that what you're asking? Or
no,
other podcasts
no,
I've done?
No, I'm talking about podcasts.
Well, what's I couldn't
done.
Do any of the talk shows because no one watches them.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, more people watch the Hollywood Handbook.
Are you breaking news?
Hollywood
right here?
Minute.
More people watch the Hollywood Handbook.
More people watch the Hollywood Handbook
than watch the talk shows.
Yep.
Wow.
And
so you couldn't do them.
I couldn't do
them.
You're better off doing
you're
better off doing the TikTok shows than the talk shows.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That was so clever, Sean.
Yeah.
It's the like the third or fourth episode in a row that he's.
He said that
or like
some variation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, technically it was writers,
but it occurs pencils to
down.
Me every time.
It was pencils down on Fallon and the Kimmels and the all the Jimmys,
uh-huh.
And you couldn't do the talk show, so I'm doing every podcast.
Yeah,
and so I finally made my way to the Hollywood Handbook, and I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah. We're
and you guys were at
so
top of the
to
list, but it was
you.
A scheduling.
Wish
the schedules are nuts dude, now, man.
Yeah, wish in some ways that this knows. Had been prioritized and that this could have been first, and so we could have avoided some of the issues on some of these other mm-hmm. podcasts.
It's
right?
Smart to
yeah.
do our show first because we do try to identify where some of the potholes might be yeah. on your path to promotion.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's talk about Theo Von.
Mm.
For anyone who doesn't know,
Theo Von.
Is a comedian. I have to wait.
Wait, we have to
no,
wait.
No, no, okay. No, no.
I keep talking while you
keep,
drink.
Yeah, keep
okay, so don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. Opposite
okay.
wait.
Opposite. Okay. So Theo Von is a comedian. It's short for Theo Von Helsing. He is most, it was originally famous for being on MTV. I'm talking.
I know. You're doing great. You're doing
okay.
great.
Yeah.
He was on MTV Global Grind.
I'm just taking a sip of something.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I am talking. I'm doing what he's telling me to do.
Yeah, you're doing
he's
great.
Got a drink. Just, yeah.
So he was originally
rules,
a star on
Road Rules.
MTV's. I think he was on Global Grind.
It was Road Rules.
Okay.
I you guys are the hosts of Hollywood.
Again,
Handbook.
I wish you
I'm
had
sure
done
you know.
This show first before going on his show. He was on. He was on Global Grind.
Well, he might have done both. He might have done both.
He
definitely was in Road Rules.
No, he did. He
Let's
was,
look,
he was,
guys.
He was
please
only
do
in
me
global,
a favor.
He
okay,
was
I believe,
only in
I believe
Grind.
You. I believe you. Hey, it's your show.
I mean, it's.
Is it?
I don't know how to proceed from here. Like Theo Von, the only thing he did was Global Grind.
Well, he okay. was, and he was on Dead at 21, starring Jack Noseworthy, wasn't he?
Okay, so like, yeah, eventually he.
So
did
he's
Dead
had it. Credits, is what
yeah,
we're saying.
So yeah. he has credits. Yeah, exactly. And so Theo Von. Is doing this podcast now, and he has comedians mostly, but like different kinds of stars on the show to mm-hmm. like talk about different things, and it's kind of loose in its
yeah.
structure, and it's a big hit
yep.
podcast.
Yeah, but it is loose. I mean, that's yes. interesting to point out. So you do end up wandering into some dangerous territory. We try
that's
to always
trick.
Kind of have clear segments, have things decided that we're going to address beforehand because we do end up in these situations where, you know, if you don't kind of demarcate this topic is off limits, this
For
topic
sure.
is yeah, allowed, yeah. then you can
and so this is so
end
crazy.
Up in some trouble.
Okay. Like
okay,
what?
Is there a hot babe on
Well,
there?
I just looked this up to yeah. prove I was right about Global Grind.
Uh-huh.
And just as we're talking about Theo Von being on Road Rules, my phone is now saying that Theo Von was on Road
was
Rules.
Was on Road
wow.
Rules.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
Like,
mean,
this is like,
the algorithm
this is out of control.
It's crazy.
You look up Jack Noseworthy for me.
Jack Noseworthy, yes.
And why did we bring up the Theo Von podcast?
You well, did the show.
You did the show, yep. and I and God bless him, talented guy, funny guy. I don't know that he has the hosting experience that Hayes and I have,
sure.
where he can kind of keep you inside the lines.
In the pocket, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you did wander into some dangerous territory.
Like, what's up?
Yeah. So
this is Jack Noseworthy. This isn't Kit Pardue.
I yeah. don't know who that man
You're
is.
You're telling me this isn't Kit Pardue?
That's not the rollerblade kid from Brink.
Was it
Brink or Blink?
It was Brink.
It was Brink.
I guess if my name were Jack Noseworthy, maybe he changed it to Kit Pardue.
Yeah.
You can't just be going out here named Jack Noseworthy.
Yeah, that's not
for too long.
Well, he established quite a career for himself as Jack Noseworthy.
You did
he was dead
Theo
at
Theo Von's podcast.
I did.
And you talked about how comedy movies are hard. Well, let's watch the clip.
Let's watch the clip.
Because
we
like what
watch
happened
the
here, we have some ground to come back from here. So
okay.
like can we do yep. we pull it up?
Yeah.
There he is.
I might
looking
be wearing
great.
The same exact
the
clothes.
The fit is correct.
Hey, man.
Hang on.
it turns out this is my podcast uniform. Yeah, I think I've had this shirt
on
3 days
headphones.
In a row
yeah.
on here. Yeah.
Nice. Looks good.
Okay, so let's okay. Yeah, let's put our headphones on.
Uh-huh.
Glad you got that sip in.
Dude, I was you know, There's a spit take coming, but
yeah.
Especially comedies nowadays, you have to like mask it. This is why it's a big action comedy, because you really have to go like action, action, and then and then it's a comedy. You know, you watch comedies nowadays.
You pause the clip.
Hollywood
Handbook. Are you saying that your movie doesn't have much comedy?
No, there's a lot of comedy, but I was saying that comedies nowadays, you have to mask it with something. It has to be an action comedy.
You can't market it as just we're being funny.
We're being funny.
You have to go like, we have the on-laws and they're going to do like all this crazy stuff.
Should we let
it's a Trojan horse for comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Should we let him watch, you know, and then we can go back through it and...
Okay, let's watch the whole clip and then go
back. And then we'll go all the way back.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you for this.
No, this isn't a fucking comedy. You're not. Where's the jokes? Like, where's the bits?
It's bad.
Yeah.
Comedy's gotten kind of bad, huh?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Yeah.
Movie comedy.
Yeah. There's still good
shows.
I said movie.
Like,
yeah, movie
comedy. I know you guys are going to come back to
that. Watching the whole clip.
Yeah, okay.
But my theory is I think like Marvel ruined it. I feel like superhero movies kind of ruined comedies because they. People watch, you go to the theater and you expect to watch something that costs $200 million to make.
Mm.
And comedy movies aren't that.
No.
So you're like, well, why would I spend the same amount of money to go watch a little comedy in a theater if I could spend the same amount of money and go see something that is worth $200 million? And then now there used to be something like every studio would put out several comedies every year. And there was like 45 or 46 comedies in the theaters every year.
I said
about
that number like I knew.
Every other week or so, there's a new comedy in the theaters. And then now, last year, there was like six or seven.
Hollywood
Handbook. Wait.
You want me to keep talking?
Don't wait.
Okay. You said that Marvel is responsible for comedy movies being bad now.
Marvel destroyed comedy.
You did it. You're spitting?
That's
surprised.
That's the takeaway from this for me.
Oh, well, that was the spit take.
Yeah, we're doing it. I would say, hey, you. I know comedy. You can tell by that clip.
Yeah. Well. obviously, and that.
Oh man!
And that was quite a clip. But I'm surprised that you're surprised that Hayes took that away, because it sounded like you said almost directly that at least your theory was that Marvel movies had destroyed comedy.
Okay, that was a little more vigorous.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's
you
took away from that?
You don't think that's what you said? You said it's Marvel's fault.
Like, what?
you just said it in the clip.
Yes, we want to talk about, like, that's, you know, maybe not the best thing to say is that, like, it's Marvel's fault.
I don't know if that's exactly what I said.
Oh.
Okay. What do you think?
Are you asking like the essence of what I said?
Yeah, or, I guess.
I guess that's what I'm looking for now.
What were you trying to communicate?
That's what I heard, but maybe I missed something.
I think you missed a lot, because I didn't say essentially I didn't say that.
Okay, what did you say?
What did you say, or what were you trying
Marvel
to
rocks.
Say that I missed? Marvel rocks.
Marvel rocks. What happy to be a part of the cinematic universe.
Okay.
Over there.
Yeah.
What I think I was trying to get across is people don't want to go to comedies if you have something as cool and dope to watch as that rocks so
Marvel's
hard.
So good.
So good. Why would you want to go see a stupid little comedy?
Right.
Stupid little comedy.
Like, comedy
in the
sucks.
My shit sucks. I'm
good.
A loser.
Marvel
cool.
Rocks.
Yeah. Marvel, will you hang out with me?
Will you hang out with me, please?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that, but that's interesting.
That didn't come through in that clip.
Okay.
Well, it may have been edited strange or something,
dude,
too.
That's what it is. It's the editing, probably.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But even so, I wonder if there's a way to be going and doing press and saying, like, Marvel's good. My stuff is also good.
My stuff
that's
is also
interesting
good.
Too.
I wasn't necessarily saying my stuff isn't good. I'm saying my stuff is good.
Okay.
But in the theaters, specifically for this movie, because this movie that I just did, The Outlaws,
yeah,
on Netflix,
yeah,
is awesome, and it's on Netflix, and you could watch it at home. And then if you want to take your money and get in your car and drive down to the theater, then you can go watch a cool thing.
Go watch on a Marvel movie.
Because I love Marvel.
So, yeah, because you were saying, like...
Because I love Marvel.
Yeah.
Watch this. That's Captain America. I'm new Captain America.
One thing that was confusing to me...
I'm saluting just like Captain America, I think. Or is it up like this, or is it like this?
Something that was interesting to me about
he does a little differently.
I think it's a little...
See, that's what I'm going to do differently than Chris Evans. Because he was, I think he was like more like straight on as
very
Captain
straight.
America.
Yeah,
I'm going to cover one eye. But you stay flexed. You come up, you stay flexed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You cover the right eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and isn't that what America has done? Is turned a blind eye to some of the so-called justice that we're supposed to be seeking.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so the real Captain America would have to be at least partially blind in order to let some of the atrocities take place that have.
And right now, I know you're
sort of... this once great nation of ours.
Sort of pitching an incredible movie, but it is pencils down right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are doing that.
We're not writing right now.
Yes, that is writing what you're doing.
Yeah, currently what you're doing is writing.
Isn't it true, Adam,
it is.
That while you may have accidentally implied that Marvel movies destroy comedy, that Marvel movies are funny as fuck.
And they actually are comedy.
They are comedy, dude.
Yes.
Maybe they killed comedy by being $200 million and being so funny.
Yeah.
Because why would you pay the same amount of money when you could pay the same amount of money? Like, why would you pay the same amount of money to see the... Why would you...
Yeah, what?
When you're trying to pay this, I have.
Do I have to take another sip?
This
What's
much
happening?
Money. So I'm trying to go see a movie.
Yeah.
How much money is that?
I fit like $200
million dollars.
Yes,
is what you said.
$200 million Marvel movie to make a big Marvel movie.
To make it to the movie is $200 million at this point.
Yeah, with all the concessions and the parking.
Yeah, you're trying to make it on time.
Got to get a sitter, right?
Yeah, that being said, I love the movies. And I love Marvel. And I love the cinematic universe that they've built.
That's your camera. Sorry. I know it's kind of set up weirdly.
Really?
But like that is your camera. So yeah, if you
I love Marvel,
snake around.
I love,
give it
like,
to your, yeah, give it to your camera because I do think.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah,
I love Marvel. I love the cinematic universe that they've built, and I love going to the movies. AMC, Regal, Pacific.
Calvin Klein.
Might as well say who you want to.
Calvin Klein.
Okay.
Calvin Klein. What about Calvin Klein?
Yeah, we just got a little.
Oh, a little sneak peek of the
sneak visit. A little cameo from our friend Calvin Klein.
Sean might have been there when I bought these pair.
It's true.
Remember when
man.
We went to the mall when we were writing Workaholics and
Northridge Mall?
Yeah,
right, babe.
I bought some underwears. This could be
Dairy
those
Queen.
Pairs. Yeah.
Might as well say what character you want to be while you're here. If you're talking, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's bitched himself for Captain America.
Oh right.
I would. Okay. Yeah, but I don't think. I think they're going like with Anthony Mackie for that one.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I feel like I would be. What's like the fat round rock? In the Marvel world, is it the Thing?
The Thing?
Yeah, there is the Thing.
Yeah, I feel like I would make a good The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fat round
rock.
He
is kind of a rock.
Yeah.
He's kind of a rock to me.
Right. Yeah.
Or like a
You wouldn't get The
brick.
Rock to do that because he isn't as fat and round, but I am those things. So I feel like I could nail it.
Okay. And this guy gives me a damn glaucoma test with his muscles. And then he turns around and goes like, I'm fat. Mm-hmm. And it's
well,
like,
no,
what
pH,
do you
dude.
Want me
I'm
to
sorry.
Say?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pH.
That's helpful. That's
fat.
Helpful. Yes.
Like the beach.
Yeah.
The titular beach.
Let's talk, like, you say, like, your movie has action in it.
It does, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're talking
really
about, you
fun
have
action.
To, like,
action, but it's something of a Trojan horse, isn't
it? It is, dude.
Sneak
you're watching and you're like,
movies.
You're watching and you're like, oh, this is... Like, is it going to be an action movie? Like, what?
Right.
This is an action movie starring little fat round? Little fat round divine? This is an action movie starring him? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you get to gigging. He gets to chucking.
Soon as you metaphorically fall asleep during the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
From the action, once the action has put you into
lulls you a zone of like, oh, let me guess, something else is going to explode.
Adam kicks out the like ass panel of the horse and just releases all of his joke soldiers.
Yeah.
And I they come out storm with the city.
The joke machine gun.
Yeah. Like,
mowing down all the innocents.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm one of the outlaws.
Yes.
Just like.
And you haven't seen the trailer? Because that's like almost exactly what happened.
Dude.
You just know movies.
And you guys have worked together
it's not
before.
My first
yeah, we
trailer.
Together.
Kind of came up with
figured,
a bunch of the stuff and you just ended up doing it.
And you were there when I bought these underwear.
Your underwear. I was probably doing some bits.
I remember
while you're
we
doing
were
that,
going back and forth. Yeah.
We know
I was like, do I get the sacks that will hold my nutsack in place really well?
It is.
Or do I go with a classic
Calvin
Klein?
They've got the ballpark pouch. Yeah.
And I think it might have been, it could have been, I don't know, could have been you that pushed me this direction. I know you're there, so.
Well, you know, classic for a reason, name recognition.
True, I mean,
people are trying to move away maybe from some of the old established brands. I just think like something has staying power like Calvin Klein has.
True.
Might be a good place to park your butt.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's underwear that
well said, dude.
It's like a toy. It stays on the road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I have not had to replace a pair once.
Yeah. Wow.
Ever.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago that so these might be decade old.
Yes.
It's been a
underoos.
Long time.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time in this underwear.
Can we figure out, instead of just complaining about it, I guess, can we figure out a solution where if the issue is that these comedy movies don't cost $200 million,
is
and
make
so you
them
have to
cost
have
that, $200 million.
Right?
Make the comedies
what's
more
your,
expensive.
Like, I watched, like, King of Staten Island, and I'm like, this movie is missing $180 million.
Yeah. There's nothing is blowing up, really.
But can we do it without action?
Career?
Why do we even have to, like, have action be...
Why is it
like,
action? Why isn't it...
Why isn't it just expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, why does it
like,
cost
why,
more?
Yes.
Why aren't these actors, like, super well-fed? Like,
yes.
Why isn't there Nobu catering?
Yes.
Why isn't there, like... Why doesn't everyone have a Will Smith-level trailer?
On screen, rotting. Why isn't it there, like, a...
See, because that's the thing.
$500,000 bluefin tuna.
Yeah. Just rotting.
Just rotting
at
on
crafting.
Screen.
And that it doesn't, see, this is where I think we differ. It doesn't even need to go on screen. As a viewer, I just want to go knowing
know
that they spent the money.
I'd like
and I don't need
I'd
to
like
see
a making of
screen.
Featurette. Right. Excuse me. I'd like a making of featurette.
Yep.
It doesn't need to be on screen during the film, but I do think that before and after the film, we should see a making of featurette, a small documentary
that costs.
About how, like, where some of the money went, and that it shows that, like, anytime an actor had to use the bathroom, they took a yacht out to, like, an expensive toilet that had
floating
been built
toilet.
In the middle of
yes,
the ocean.
Floating
yes.
toilet. Yeah, I would say, to add to your point, the movie can be a small, cute, indie darling.
Yeah.
But then the featurette, big money spent on the featurette, big money, and
budget
that would get
booming.
That would get butts in the seats for me.
Yes,
because going because I know like me and my family were driving to the theater. My dad is always like, "Now, how much did this one cost?"
Yeah,
yeah,
and I'm like, "Dad, does it really matter?" And he's like, "I'm pulling this car around if it doesn't cost $200 million."
Yes,
yeah,
and I'm like, "Well." Sorry, Dad.
You know,
Sorry,
we
Dad.
Can't. Then we can't see Juno, Dad.
Yeah,
but I think you'll really like it.
I think
it.
You would like it. I mean, they have a funny phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a funny phone?
Hamburger phone.
Yeah, there's a hamburger phone.
Yeah,
which
hamburger sandwich.
I guess
phone.
That maybe those hamburger are hard
phone.
To find. So maybe that would be
sure.
pretty expensive. So
very expensive, crafty.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of crew, I think Coco the gorilla is a DP, for example. Very
Thank
expensive
you.
To get her services because she's so smart.
Yes.
And the time.
Was so sad when Robin Williams died.
Oh Super
my
sad.
God. Yes.
She remembered they had met like 15 years earlier and her trainer was like, "Hey, Coco, Robin Williams just died." And she signed like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah.
Wow.
My friend Robin Williams, who I met 15 years ago.
She started signing, "Don't film this. Why are you filming this?"
She's like, "Don't film this."
What happened? Lewy body syndrome. It's like, what? How do you know what that is? You're so smart.
Such a smart gorilla. So yeah, that I mean that Cocoa that is right. DP. Like the behind the, it doesn't need to go on camera, but behind the camera, I want big money spent.
I don't give a fuck what's on camera in the movies I see.
Yeah.
I do not care.
Like the, you know how like crew guys wear very comfortable shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe we get them those red boots that everyone's wearing nowadays. Like those big Mario Brothers style.
Big red boots.
Yeah. Those Mario Brothers big old boots.
That everyone's wearing them.
Everyone's wearing them, dude. Pharrell Williams.
Can we get them for the guys?
I think Kanye was wearing them.
Yes.
So we get them for the whole crew just to stay comfortable.
The whole like movie isn't going to be shot like full body, but you should be able to hear them kind of clomping around. You want to
hear the squeaks of the crew
yes.
on film. Yes. Of their super expensive shoes. So you know, as a viewer, this might look like a small comedy, but it does cost a lot of moolah.
Yes.
What was the, did Grimes get like a mesh like eye implant or something like that?
Yeah, she got a mesh eye implant.
Why don't the actors do that? Because that's expensive, right?
Like mesh
that's could be somewhere that the money goes where they don't look different. But they do look different.
We're talking about the actors and the crew. Yeah. What about the audience? Why aren't we paying for the audience to get a mesh eye implant?
Put some of that budget into the audience. Yeah.
The whole transpo department, veneers.
Okay.
Like just a full set of nice new pearly whites. Everyone's looking like Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
Just some big old clompers.
Yeah.
Right?
Just chomping away, not a care in the world.
That's the Hollywood I want to see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As just an average American viewer, you go in, you're from Omaha, Nebraska, you're like, what's Hollywood up to?
You can feel.
And then you watch the movie and you're like, that was cute. And then you watch the featurette.
Mm-hmm.
And in the featurette, you see the transpo captain with just a big old set of clompers.
Where to?
Hey, I could give you a ride.
Yeah. You want to go to base camp?
With his big squeaky red boots on, looking like a million bucks.
Wait, you don't know where we're going, and and you're offering me a ride? I'm supposed to just like...
And that's one of the twists and turns of the featurette.
Right.
Yeah.
You watch some of these old movies, right? Mm-hmm. And you just like, you pick a classic, you know, Kramer versus Kramer or something. Yeah. And people say the performances are so good, but I watch it and I just know that they got driven to set by someone with small teeth.
Yeah.
Like you feel that on screen. Yeah. I go, this tiny tooth driving motherfucker.
It takes away the magic of Hollywood.
It just doesn't, it doesn't feel like, Hollywood's a dream factory, right? It's a land of fantasy.
Because we're trying to like save
fucking big popping out the mouth,
some clompers,
white veneer, some fake looking stuff.
To save money on gas, they need to have small teeth because the big heavy teeth are like weighing down the tires.
Get me a driver with big teeth.
The penny pinching that Hollywood has been up to lately that I feel, especially with comedies, maybe if we spend a little more on
not Marvel's fault, but it
not Marvel's fault at all.
Marvel's good.
Huge fan of Marvel. Huge fan of Marvel and their cinematic universe. But if we were to take that money and spend it on the things audiences care about, squeaky expensive shoes and big old chomper teeth for the crew.
Salma Scott,
Oh, you checking out my shades?
Yeah.
I don't think you were there when I bought those, but so that sucks.
Did it make you sick that he was doing that? Nice.
Yeah, I might have been allergic to it. Yeah,
looking through him. Yeah. Looking through him is cool.
Really?
It's darker.
Right. It is darker. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, when I wear these, do you think I'm maybe more appealing to the Marvels of the world, the DCs of the world? Because now I look like a Hollywood cool guy.
Well, yeah.
Before you're like, is that guy tired? How tired is that?
Iron Man would wear something like that.
Yeah, this looks like a tired comedy guy.
I don't know the thing would wear on.
Cool Hollywood guy. He's wide awake.
Cyclops. He's glasses.
Hey, and we just figured it out. Hey, Marvel, give me a call.
And he's married.
Yeah, and so am I. So.
Yes, so that's perfect.
Yeah, so that's perfect. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
When did you switch to this from the improv phone? Because I know you're trained.
Yeah, I'm trained, yeah.
And I know the training is improv phone,
you hold this.
Hold the phone.
You got to do correct space work. Uh-huh. Hey, but you know what?
But you switch to this, and I think you should.
Yeah.
Because you're not in that world anymore.
I took a step out of that world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like most people, if you're not trained, like we all are.
I know you got training.
Yeah, if we're not trained, like we are, most people are like, what is he holding?
Yes.
What is it? Is that like a grapefruit he's holding to his ear? Like why? It doesn't even make any sense.
This guy's got a fucking goddamn... Well, I think grapefruit is right. I don't know whether we need to pitch on grapefruit. But you do think... Is he holding a grapefruit to his ear?
Yeah, specifically he's holding a grapefruit to his ear and trying to talk into it.
Big Mac, I don't know if that would really...
This because the juices. The juices are going to run around.
Because the hamburger phone, we already talked about a hamburger phone, so that would make...
Yeah,
you know, it actually would be a phone if I thought he was holding a Big Mac.
Well, it's Big Mac is like open Juno, like a phone,
but I
closed.
Think that
you could open it.
I do think,
but I feel like most people, if you're living in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you're like, what is he holding? But this, you're like, that's a phone.
It's got the antenna on one side and on the bottom.
And it's the flip. It's the flip down. No, this is the flip.
Oh, that's the flip.
Yeah, this is the old Motorola.
The hand becomes the phone. The hand's not holding the phone. The hand is the phone. Yeah, right.
Hey, basically, I'm pitching for the future.
Can we do that, right? The phone's always listening anyway. I might as well turn it into my hand.
Yo, Zuck, hit me up. Hit me on my hip, Zuck.
Come on, Zuck.
Come on, Zucky.
Is this my camera as well?
That's Zuck and Buck.
Come on, Zuck.
Yeah. That one's all of ours.
Come on, Zuck.
Come on, Zuck. Suck and fuck, right?
Yeah, Zuck and Buck.
Come on, dude.
We talked about the food. We talked about the gorilla, the phone, the improv phone.
The big old chompers.
The big old chompers, the veneers. Yeah. We got that.
Did you want to talk about when you said movities?
I wish you wouldn't have brought that one up.
Well, they cut it. They cut it really because, like, in the for the TikTok, because it's shorter, but in the actual podcast, you said movities. That's all, folks.
Yeah. It was more of a bit when I was doing it before. Now they cut the funny.
It doesn't read. Mm-hmm. It doesn't read.
It doesn't. Now they don't get how hilarious I was being when I said movities.
I like my favorite moment, I think, is early on in the clip where Theo goes, comedy's gotten kind of bad, huh? And you go, it kind of has. And he goes, movie comedy. Because he's going, wait, I do comedy.
Comedy.
And so do all my friends that
and
have been on
the show. And he catches himself.
Yeah.
And I just like, I relate.
Don't we all? I think we all relate to Theo.
Let's talk about how there used to be 45 or 46 comedy movies per year.
And let's talk about whether that would translate to every week or every other week.
No, I did. The math might be wrong, but I did read something about how there were multiple comedy movies that would come out a month.
Yeah.
And just through my basic math, that's 100 comedy movies.
Yeah,
a year.
It's close to it.
And now there's only,
shave off
five or six.
Which is true. Yeah.
And so once again, instead of complaining, why aren't we going in and pitching
pencils down
40 comedy movies?
Well, because it's pencils down right now. We can't go pitch.
We're just talking.
Oh, this ain't a pencil.
You know?
Oh, sure.
This ain't a pencil.
Hey, man, we're just having a conversation.
I've put pencils in it before. Right?
Yeah,
but
where would you pitch it? Because you can't go into the studios to pitch. Are you going to pitch?
Maybe find some other
a common ground
meeting place. Sure. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey,
just on the 10 freeway from one car to the next?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I can't believe we just both happened to be having a picnic at the same landfill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Can't believe we just met at this local landfill.
Yeah, can't believe we're both right next to the big pile of tires at the landfill.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidentally.
Eating egg salad, right? At the landfill near the tires.
Bob, JPEG. Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened?
Who's the new guy? It's the old guy? I guess you're both old guys.
Yeah.
This business.
Did you hear this about Bob Chapek?
Did you know about this?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I laughed like I knew what was happening. And then I was like, I just drink some cold brew, kind of reset myself.
Bob Chapek, unfortunately, has collected his last Bob paycheck.
Now, who's Bob? He's the Disney guy?
Disney. So Bob Iger was in charge of Disney.
That's right. I know
then
Bob
he,
Iger. Yeah.
Then he stepped down.
Yeah, he's retiring. He's chill. He did
enough. Tapped Bob Chapek.
Yeah. Bobby Chapes.
Then he walked back into his old office and said, Bobby Chapek, you collect your last month paycheck. And then Iger took the job again. And now I think, and I, you know, I have no crystal ball. I think if you could ask him, how's it going? He would say, not great.
Yeah. I bet he might be saying that.
And it's tough on everyone. Sean was getting a lot of gas out of this Bob paycheck.
Oh my God.
For a long time.
I've been doing Bob paycheck every time anything related to Disney or any of its many offshoots came up.
Well, that's
for
a fun
nigh on a year.
Yeah, that's a fun bit.
Yeah,
and what I know about you is you do like to take a bit and ground it into the ground.
It'll be done.
And he's not allowed to write new ones. Yeah, like, he's only allowed to do Bob Paycheck.
Much like the grapefruit, I hold to my ear. I will get every last drop of juice out of that thing until it is just a pile of gross pulp on the ground.
Yeah, and I love that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Speak gas. I wonder if in the movies, cast is holding gas nozzles in both hands and they're pulling down on the trigger and they're releasing the gas onto the ground, and so like you're seeing the number go up like the cost of it
for money wise
spraying gas
and then at the end we light the sets on fire
blow up the set
and then at least then it could be a cute small Indy Darling, Duplass Brothers style comedy.
Yes.
But then at the end, you're like, well, that was expensive. Worth going to the theater to see.
Yes. And you can see that's one of the funnest things about going to do gas is you're watching, you're seeing the number go up as it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, just a little counter in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
Just like ticking up and up and up.
And the characters can see it too. They're looking at it, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're kind of freaking out. It's exciting, but like kind of nervous.
And they make love. Like you see somebody blow a take a couple times, they just like can't get this one line. Right, and they just like keep eyes on the gas, being like, "Jesus, I gotta get this right," you know?
Yeah,
because it's costing so much money to keep the gas spraying during my line.
Well, you don't have to get it right because the more money, kind of the better.
Yeah, or then you start to build bloopers into the film, right? Where you go, something.
You plan a classic bloop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Pretend to sneeze and, you know, spray silly string on the camera.
Yeah. One of my favorite things are planning bloopers. Goose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like in Liar Liar, you remember when he like screwed up crumpling the paper and he was like, it's a goose.
A goose.
Yeah. I weirdly watched Liar Liar last night.
Nothing weird about that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is the algorithm.
Yeah.
Right.
I think my phone might have told
as soon as you watch it, we talk about it. Right.
Yep.
How much did Outlaws cost?
I don't know exactly.
Bye.
How much did you make?
Tons.
Yeah.
So rich from it. So rich from it. Yeah.
That's all I care about, man. As long as my guy's eating.
Yeah, dude. I'm eating good in the neighborhood.
See my guy eat.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.